The new mid-sized Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV has quickly become the German company's biggest-selling model. In the last 2 months, this good-looking five-seat SUV has outsold its direct rivals, the Audi Q5 and BMW X3, by 2-1. Three four-cylinder variants, two 2.1-litre turbo diesels of different output, and one 2-litre turbo petrol, all three linking to a very smooth 9-speed automatic, which has five selectable shifting modes. I recently drove the more gutsy diesel, the GLC 250D, at £69,900. Great economy out of the diesel, I managed 7.7 litres per 100, excellent torque, but much noisier to the petrol, especially on idle, which somehow detracted from its prestige. On top of the usual Mercedes high level of electronic safety aids, all GLC 250 models come with 9 airbags and a 360-degree camera. Push it hard into corners and it sits flat and composed, the ride quality more than acceptable, given the sharpness of the handling dynamics. The petrol GLC 250 is 100 kilos lighter to the diesels, although it still tips the scales at 1735 kilos, but its performance is impressive, especially from 3,000 revs up. Prestige SUVs are gaining a bigger slice of the market, and the new Mercedes GLC will certainly be one of the big sales winners in 2016. I'm David Berthon.